In the course of the past week, the outbreak of methanol poisonings from bootleg liquor has taken a heavy toll. 23 people have died and over 35 remain hospitalized, many of them in critical condition. Several have gone blind. In view of the enormous publicity the methanol crisis has received and the work of local authorities in spreading the message, how is it possible that every day more people are being rushed to hospital in critical condition, and why do so many of them come late? Daniela Lazarová has the details.
News about the methanol poisonings, the symptoms and the government-imposed ban on spirits has been filling primetime news reports, newspapers and radio programs. Police officers have been making the rounds among homeless people who may not have heard the message, and in some towns warnings have been broadcast via loudspeakers several times a day. It would seem almost impossible to be unaware of the danger. Yet every day there has been news of more people being rushed to hospital after consuming tainted alcohol. So how is it possible that so many people are still willing to gamble their lives and risk going blind for the sake of a drink? Dr. Karel Nishpor, the country's leading expert on alcohol dependency, says that for some, the urge is simply too strong.
Psychotropic substances induce craving. Craving means that these people are strongly attracted to something, and the memory, the decision-making skills, and the ability to foresee consequences, this all decrease. You can't expect that somebody with alcohol craving would memorize last words of the Ministry of Health, because the consciousness is very much narrowed. He just see the alcohol and thinking definitely suffers.
Despite the ban on spirits, there are still plenty of opportunities for people desperate to get their hands on liquor. Some buy it on the internet, others in the street, and many people still have potentially lethal unopened spirits at home. No one knows at this point how much contaminated liquor there is about and for how long it may continue to kill. The Institute of Forensic Medicine in Brno is currently working around the clock conducting tests on the presence of methanol from blood samples sent in by hospitals in Moravia. The issue has been given top priority and results are available within 30 minutes, day or night. So far, laboratory workers have conducted over 100 tests, not just from samples of people rushed to hospitals with severe problems, but from those who think they may have drunk suspect alcohol and voluntarily turn up for a blood test. Miroslav Hirt, the head of the institute, says it is better to be safe than sorry and points out that people have little chance of detecting the poisoning until it is too late.
In the early stages of methanol poisoning, the symptoms are practically non-existent. The problems are similar to a hangover, but they tend to appear later. The first serious indication that something is wrong is a loss of sight when people see what we call a snowstorm, just white specks dancing before their eyes. By that time, the poison has done considerable damage. The reason so many people suffer heavy methanol poisoning is that many people drink in order to get drunk. But unlike ethanol, methanol does not make you feel drunk. So people think they are in a particularly good form and just keep drinking, consuming much more than they normally would. That is the biggest danger in consuming methanol-tainted liquor.
The head of the Institute of Forensic Medicine in Brno, Miroslav Hirt, ending that report by Daniela Lazarová.